Today, I'll be talking about generosity. Sino rito may katabi kang mukhang generous? Yun! You know, talking about generosity, okay, there's a story of a certain Ilocano. Sino ba may mga Ilocano dito? May mga Ilocano ba dyan? There's a certain story of a specific Ilocano who was so blessed. Okay, merong isang kasing Arab sheikh, sobrang yaman, na nasa Philippines. Nagka-problema siya. So, kinailangan niya ng blood transfusion. The problem was, yung blood type niya, very rare. Blood type ABC. Di ba? So, ang hirap paghanap. So, nag-Twitter, nag-Instagram, nag-Facebook. Lahat na ng pwedeng shout-out, ginawa nila. Nanawagan pa sa Eye to Eye, sa TV Patrol, lahat na. Pero wala. Walang match sa Metro Manila. So eventually, ito na nga yung Ilocano kanina na sinabi ko, siya lang yung kaisa-isang nag-match dun sa Arab sheikh na sobrang yaman. And then sabi niya, ako may type ABC akong blood type. So pumunta siya sa Philippine Heart Center, nagkaroon ng blood transfusion, umuwi na siya sa kanila. Tapos, magulat siya after 1 week, nagpadala yung Arab sheikh. Okay, nagpadala siya ng Toyota Camry, ng isang backpack ng diamond. Ang dami nun, no? Ang dami. Tapos, $500,000. So, tuwan-tuwa ngayon itong Ilocano. Sabi niya, buti na lang. Next week, after nung nabigay yung lahat, nagka-problema ulit itong si Arab Sheikh. So, ginawa niya, pinatawag niya na nag-search. Pinatawag na yung Ilocano. Kasi nga, yun yung naging match eh. So, kinailangan ng blood transfusion, nabigyan. Nagpadala na naman itong ng regalo. Secondly, ang pinadala niya is a letter, a thank you letter, and a jar of candy. Diba? Parang medyo malapit siya dun sa una. Diba? In terms of amount. And then, nagulat itong Ilocano. Sabi niya, pambihira. Diba yung mga Ilocano? Ano maar? Pambihira naman, oh. Diba? Bakit ito lang nung una Toyota Camry? Diba? May diamond. That's $500,000. Bakit ngayon? Ito lang letter. Tsaka jar of candy. Diba? Tinawagan niya ngayon itong Arab sheikh. Sabi niya, bakit naman ganon? Siyempre English. Why is it like that? Yes. Okay. Bakit ganon? Bakit nung una pinadala mo ko ng kotse? Diamond niya. Sabi ng Arab sheikh, Manong, I already have Ilocano blood. Hindi nila nag-gets nga, sabi niya. Yeah! Woo! Joke pa more! Yung iba ngayon tumatawa talaga, oh. Sigurado yung iba sa inyo pag uwi mo mamaya, ah, yun pala yun! Gaganon ka. Diba? You know, personally, ako, Ilocano ako. Yung parents ko, Ilocano, I actually grew up in the province. Okay? I spent my whole elementary and high school in the province. And lumaki ako na negosyante yung magulang ko, ganun din yung medyo inclination ko. Kaya pagdating sa pera, kailangan na marunong ako, yun yung expectation sa aming mga Ilocano. Diba, pag sinabi mong Ilocano, kuripot, diba? It's actually, parang bansag na, pag Ilocano, ah, kuripot yan. Pag anak yan ng Ilocano, nako, wag ka nang umasa. May zipper sa balat yan. I mean, ganun talaga yung notion sa amin. Yung tipong iiyak ka na ng dugo, hindi pa maglalabas ng pera yan. Parang ganun. You know what? I don't believe, personally, I don't believe that being kuripot is, it's by race or yun yung lahi mo. It's not actually also even inherited. So dahil kuripot yung magulang ko, kuripot na din ako. O kaya lahi, lahi naming kuripot. I don't believe in that. Same as, I don't believe that generosity is by race. Okay? Ah, pag sinabi mong mga kapangpangan, mga galante yan. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that generosity is namamana. Dahil generous yung magulang mo, generous ka din. I believe being generous is a matter of the heart. You know what? Generosity is actually a heart condition. Okay, hindi siya lahi, hindi siya namamana, hindi siya race. It's a condition of your heart. You know, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, it says, therefore, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where you put your treasure, where you give much of your time, where you give so much of your money, where you give so much of your talent and your strength, everything, that's what's inside your heart. Ikaw, isipin mo buong linggo, where do I spend much of my time? Where do I give much of my resources or my money? You know what? Sinasabi mo, hindi, mahal ko si Lord, but where do you actually spend everything? Hindi lang pera, oras, strength, talent, lahat na, pag samasamahin mo. You know what? Pag naisip mo na, that's your treasure. Treasure, di ba? Where your treasure is, nandun yung ano eh, yan yung puso mo. Kung saan ka nagsispend most, then that's your heart. That's what's inside your heart. The problem is, the human heart is actually, you know, madumi. Okay, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart, sabi dyan, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Grabe, no? Who can understand it? Sino ba sa inyo rito, meron dito naloko ka na ng puso mo once in your life? Sabi dyan, deceitful, maloloko. Eh di ba minsan may mga kaibigan kayo, parang, friend, may problema ko, alam mo, hindi ko alam kung pinagadaan mo, pero ito lang masabi ko, friend, just follow your heart. Ah, di ba? Narinig na ba kayo ng ganung advice? You know, pag may mga ganun kayong friends, iwan mo na agad yan. Walang kwenta yan. You cannot actually trust your heart. Because it says there, it is deceitful, it is desperately sick. That's why nobody can understand it. That's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, in Matthew 15, verse 19, sabi dyan, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. Those people who commit murder, who are adulterers, who are immorals, I believe something is wrong with their heart. It starts in the heart. That's why you can never trust your heart. Because it is deceitful, it is immoral, it is wicked. Nobody can understand it. Ngayon ang tanong, kung ang puso natin deceitful, murder, adulterer, immoral, how can this heart be generous? Question is, can we really have a generous heart? Yun yung tanong. Kasi kung ang puso natin, ang condition niya is puro negative, sabi ko kanina, being generous is actually a heart issue, a condition of your heart. But the problem is our heart is deceitful. Can we really have a generous heart? Okay, with the heart that we have right now. You know, hold on. Mamaya ako sagutin yan. I want to tell you first, okay, kung ano ba yung picture ng generosity. Okay, hindi naman ito yung lahat, pero I just thought of three things. When we talk about generosity, ito yon. Bago ko sagutin yung tanong na yan. You know, when you talk about generosity is personal. Generosity is personal. It means it's something, it's a part of you. Sabi nga, may narinig ako, when you don't feel and when you're not affected when you give, then maybe it's not giving. Then maybe it's not generosity. Meaning, pag nagbigay ka daw, at hindi mo naramdaman yung hirap na magbigay nito, it's not actually being generous. Kung meron kang 20,000, nagbigay ka ng 100, ramdam ba yun? Hindi. May 19,900 ka pa. Pwede ka pa man libre. Pero kung meron kang 10,000, binigay mo yung 10,000 lahat, di ba ang sakit? Ramdam yun, di ba? Personal. It's personal. It's a part of you. Okay, I want to read in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. It says there, there's a story of a woman who's a widow. Sabi dyan, Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box. Okay, mayayaman. May mga iba sa kayo, di ba? Pag nabibigay, mga buong 5,000, buong 10,000. May ganun na. Okay. And he saw a poor widow put into two small copper coins. And he said, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. I believe the two small copper coins are personal to the widow. It is very personal for her. It says there, it's what she has. it was she's left with. Yun na lang yung pera niya. But because of, you know, being generous, she gave everything. You know what? God doesn't look at the amount. He looks at the heart. He looks at your heart when you give. And you know, talking about generosity, being personal, it's not just about money. Okay, you could be personal and generous when it's giving your time. Sino ba sa inyo rito na appreciate yung mga victory group leaders nyo? You know what? Yung mga victory group leaders nyo, tao rin yan, mga busy rin yan. Lalo kung yung victory group leader mo, estudyante din, katulad mo. May exam yan, may project yan, may kailangan din niya ipasa. Pero he wants to be generous, and not just generous, they want to be personal, that instead of them studying, instead of them, you know, just going home, they spend time with you, listening to your problems, and sharing one-to-one with you, so that you can be deeper in your relationship with God. That is being personal. Pwede naman nilang, oy, download mo nalang yung app, magbasa ka ng one-to-one. Pag natutunan mo na, kung may question ka, tanungin mo na lang sa akin. They spend time with you. Iba nga sa inyo, nililibre pa kayo, pero sila mismo wala ng pera. Nag-iipon yan. Para pag nag-meet kayo for one-to-one, meron siya ipalilibre sa'yo. Tapos pagka nagka-problema ka, hindi mo pinapansin yung leader mo. Iniiwan mo, hindi mo pinapansin. Diba? That is being personal. It's giving whatever that's important to you, and that is time. Okay, sino sa inyo rito na appreciate yung mga volunteers natin? Una, yung mga music team dito. Diba? Kung nakikita niyo yung music team, grabe, ang galing naman nila, kumakat na kanta. Alam niyo ba, that before they come to this point, okay, first they have to audition. And they have to finish a training 6 weeks. After 6 weeks of training, kailangan nila magpasa ng Purple Book. After ng Purple Book, kailangan meron muna silang assessment, ganon-ganon. So after that, naging music team na sila, hindi naman sila agad aakit dito, tapos kakanta na lang sila. May practice sila pag Wednesday or Thursday. Tapos, kailangan bago sila mag-practice, alam na nila yung kanta. Kasi pag hindi nila alam yung kanta, pumunta sila sa practice, magagalit yung worship leader. Diba? Yung mga worship leader. Pati yung inaral, diba? Okay, and not just that, kailangan nila mag-isip ng susuotin. Diba? Kasi hindi lang sila, nakikita sila dito. Mag-imagine mo, naka-t-shirt lang sila, tsaka naka-short, diba? Tapos sila yung nag-lead sa inyo. Diba? Parang, ipat nakagad. Minsan, kayo nga, inaano nyo pa, parang pangat jologs nung isa doon. Diba? Alam nyo ba na pinag-isipan nila yan? Tapos ikaw, lalaitin mo lang? They are generous, they are personal in giving everything. That's why they spend almost 3 days of their week just for them to give it to you because they're generous. Okay, hindi lang yung music team natin, yung admin natin sa likod. Diba? Yung mga admin natin, diba? Lahat ng nagsa-sign up, lahat ng Victory Weekend, lahat, sila yan. Minsan naka-uwi ka na, nandito pa rin sila. Kailangan nilang i-balance yung mga resibo na natanggap tsaka yung perang binayad nyo. Kumakain ka na, nanonood ka na ng ano, Otwall. Diba? Ano ba yun? Diba Otwall? Ikaw, sila nandito pa. Pag Friday. Usher, diba? Araw-araw yan. Diba pag malapit na magsimula yung praise and worship, 5! Sila lang yung sumisigaw, diba? Para lang ganahan ka mag-worship kasi tamad na tamad ka, may problema ka sa school, sa bahay niyo, pero sila pinapasaya ka. Welcome po sa youth service. Kasi kung hindi mo na pinapansin. Grabe, they're being generous. They're being personal. They can just be seated with you. You know, they're just students. They can just be seated there. And you know, sulat lang nila yung natututunan nila. Pero hindi, they chose to be, okay, a servant of Christ. Why? Because they experienced that generosity from Jesus Christ. That's why they're giving it also. Personally, yung mga stage managers, tsaka mga technical sa likod, diba? Tsaka yung mga nagpipicture-picture dyan, yung mga prod, tsaka security, ano pa ba yung nakalimutan ko? Kids church, o ano pa? Ha? Ay, yung gumawa nito, yung prod, diba? Grabe, ito talaga, hindi nyo sila nakikita, pero sila yung gumagawa niyan. Every series, diba? So, you know what? Talking about personal generosity, they are being generous and they're being personal. They're giving away their time, they're giving away their talents. Yung iba sa inyo rito, talented. Pero ayaw mong ibigay, gusto mo sa'yo lang. Diba? Hindi, uncomfortable eh. You know, I have a lot of meetings. I'm not for that. Usher, duh, yuck. I mean, that's being generous, personal. It should affect you. It should, you know, you should feel it.
Why am I saying this? You know, I believe when God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, it was personal to Him. Do you believe that? When God sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, it was very personal to Him. Hindi lang yung parang, sige na nga, kawawa na may mga tao, sige, padala na natin yung anak ko dyan. It was His only Son. He thought of it, I believe. It was personal. He could have just sent an angel. He could have just sent, you know, anybody in heaven except His Son. But He wanted to be personal because He wants to feel it. He wants to feel that. Gusto niyo maintindihan niya yung generosity niya. That He sent His one and only Son. It was personal to Him. That's why when we become generous, it should be personal to us. Because the God that we serve was also personal to us. Pinadala niya yung kaisa-isa niyang anak. Another about generosity, generosity is giving joyfully. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, sabi dyan, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, but for God loves a cheerful giver. God does not just love a giver. He loves a cheerful giver. Kaya nga, di ba? It's not that you give, di ba? Yung iba sa inyo nito, paggabigay, payan. Kinuha na naman yung pera ko. Parang ang dami mong pera, no? Diba? Parang pag nawala ka, apektado yung church. You know? Yung ramdam. Hindi naman, in terms of your money, parang meaning mo, kinukuha yung pera mo, ba't magkano ba pera mo? Diba? You know what? When you give, it's actually, you should give it joyfully. Pwede kasing personal, na feel mo eh. Pero, ayaw mo. Kasi, sayang, pag binigay ko to, parang pang second chance na to eh. Diba? Yung iba sa inyo rito, paka Wednesday lang sinowing yung second chance, nakalimang panood ka na. Sila second chance, ikaw fifth chance. Fifth time mo na napanood yung ano. Yung movie. O kaya ano ba yan? Pagkabigay mo, ba yan? Di na ako makapag-Starbucks. Ba yan? Okay na eh. Champ na sana eh. Yung kakainin ko mamaya, eh nagbigay ako. Ayun. Sunday na lang. Diba? Parang asar na asar ka. You know what? Our attitude in our giving reveals the condition of our hearts. You know, the attitude, your attitude when you give, it actually tells the condition of your heart. You could be personal, but you're reluctant. And, you know, you're not happy. Pag sinabi mong joyful, hindi ka napipilitan, hindi ka nanghihinayang, masaya ka pag ginagawa mo, kahit na mahirap. Parang nagmamahal lang, alam mo yun? Yung kahit nasasaktan ka na, pero masaya ka pa rin, kaya nandiyan ka pa din. Kaya pag nagdudusa ka, buti nga sa'yo. Ganon yun eh. That's giving joyfully. Even if it hurts. Diba? Even if it hurts. Pero alam mo, Lord, I want to honor you through this. I will give it, even if it hurts. I want to give it joyfully. Because I know it will honor you. I know this is what you want me to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 5. Okay, ito yung story ng isang church. Okay, sa napinlant ni Paul. One of the churches that he actually planted was the Macedonian church. And pinagmamayabang niya yung Macedonian church sa mga taga-Corinth, sa mga Corinthians. Okay, so parang ano yan eh, wala kayo sa Macedonian church, parang ganon. So verse 1, we want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. Okay, pinagmamayabang niya. Verse 2, for in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty. Grabe, no? Parang hindi bagay eh. Extreme poverty, pero abundance of joy. Naghihirap na, pero masaya pa din. Have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. That is really, kumbaga, hindi siya logical. Extreme poverty, and they're generous, and they are joyful. Grabe, parang paano nangyari yan? Ano ba yung extreme poverty? Siguro yung mga tao na yan, baka sa isang araw, isang beses na lang yan kumakain. Hindi katulad nyo rito, di ba? Tatlo, may merienda pa. Midnight snack, tsaka merienda sa hapon. Di ba? Maybe for some of them, maybe, I don't know, yung shoes nila, yun na yun for the whole time. May butas-butas na yung ilalim, hindi nila mapalitan. Okay, yung iba sa inyo rito, wala ka lang bagong shoes for this month, asar na asar ka na sa nanay mo. O yung iba sa inyo rito, diba yung damit nyo talagang kailangan, kung anong kulay ng bag ko, yun din yung kulay ng shoes ko. Pag hindi yun yung pareho, hindi ako aalis ng bahay. Diba? Eh baka sila, kung ano na lang yung damit nila for that day, yun na yun for the whole week. Kailangan lang labahan araw-araw. Extreme poverty. I don't know. I cannot give you a distinct or a very clear picture, but it says there, they are in extreme poverty. But because of their joy, abundance of joy, it overflowed in a wealth of generosity. Verse 3, for they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond. Kung sa shall ka, beyond their means. Kung medyo, ano lang, beyond, okay? Pagka-uwi mo, nanay, beyond you. Okay? And beyond their means, on their own accord. Yung iba sa inyo rito, eh Lord, ito na nga lang yung meron ako. Sila nga, sabi doon, balik mo sa verse 3, beyond their means. Wala na sila, binigay pa nila. Ano pang gusto mo, kunin mo na lahat. Parang hinold up, o ano pa, o relo, ano, cellphone, lahat, o ano pa, kuya choose, o ano. Ganon. Ano pa Lord, ang pwede namin maibigay, ibibigay namin lahat. Diba yung iba sa atin dito, parang, sige, kung ito, kung medyo feel ko itong ibigay, luma na, sige, ibigay ko na, mga 10 years na itong shoes na to eh, diba? Hindi nakakasya, ayun pang ibigay, diba? Pero yung bagong-bago, yung talagang, yung bago ka matulog, katabi mo, tapos pinupunasan mo pa, diba? Screen protector, diba? Yung relo mo may screen protector. Diba? hindi talaga, Lord, hindi pwede. Sila beyond their means, beyond what they can give, they still gave. Siguro yung naisip ko nga nito, yung pagkain nilang for once a day, yun pa yung binigay nila. That's how generous and that's how joyful the Macedonian church is. Okay, verse 4, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. You see, the reason why they can give joyfully and generously is because they first had an encounter with God. They understand, Lord, we don't deserve anything. I don't deserve anything, but you gave me your love generously. Sobrang ramdam na ramdam siguro ng Macedonian church yung pagmamahal ni Lord. Nasabi nila, Lord, sa sobrang tindi ng pagmamahal mo, wala na akong pag-aari. Kahit anong gusto mong ibigay ko, ibibigay ko. Kasi ikaw lang, Lord, sapat na. Alam mo yung ganon, yung Lord, itong relo na to, itong cellphone na to, itong pera na to, itong... Wala lang lahat to, Lord. Kasi ikaw pa lang, kumpleto na ako. Wala nang pwedeng kumumplit pa sa akin. Wala nang bagay na pwede pang mas mapasaya ako. Kasi ikaw pa lang, Lord, I am complete. I am secured. Lord, I deserve punishment. I deserve to be persecuted or for me to be there on the cross because of my sins. But because of your generous love, you forgave me of my sins. Alam mo, pag naintindihan mo yun, pag naintindihan mo yung concept na, Lord, wala akong deserve, tapos binigay mo pa yung unthinkable, which is my forgiveness, wala nang dahilan para hindi ka magbigay. Kasi si Lord sobrang binigay na sa'yo lahat. You know, that is being generous. And that's how you can give joyfully. Third about generosity is generosity. It actually honors God. You know, every time God sees you being generous, He is honored. Especially kung ang reason ng generosity mo is yung love na binibigay ni Lord sa'yo. It honors God. Why? Alam mo, pag nakikita ka ni Lord na parang, hindi naman sa wala kang pahalaga sa mga gamit mo, pero yung thought na, Lord, lahat ng meron ako, hindi to akin, sa'yo to. So kahit ibigay ko to, okay lang kasi ikaw naman yung source ko. Pag nakikita ni Lord na ganun ka, ganun yung perspective mo, tuwan-tuwa si Lord. Kasi he's, you know, sobrang kinikilig siya na naintindihan mo na siya yung source. Na channel of blessing ka lang, recipient ka lang. Hindi ikaw yung source, hindi mo kaya mag-produce. It's God that is the source. And God is so thrilled and honored as God. Every time you are generous of your money, of your time, of everything that He has given you. he is honored. You know, in Genesis chapter 22, it's a story of Abraham and Isaac. I'm sure you're very familiar with Abraham and Isaac. Okay, siya yung, he's an old man, and God promised him to have a son. Imagine mo yun, no? Lolo ka na, almost 100 years old, basically. Wala pa siyang anak, or dun pa lang siya nagkaanak. And then finally, when he had a son, an only son, sabi dyan sa verse 1, after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here am I. Okay? Verse 2, he said, take your son, your only son. Grabe si Lord, no? Parang pinangangalandakan ba? Take your son, your only son. Oo nga, alam ko, isa lang anak ko, Lord. Whom you love. Parang, oh, mahal ko nga eh. Parang ano, grabe, no? Parang ramdam mo. Yung parang minsan, pag kunwari, meron kang, sino sa inyo rito, meron kang dating mahal, tapos pinag-give up sa'yo. Alam mo yung ganun yung, take your boyfriend, your only boyfriend, whom you love so much, di ba? And offer it to God, parang, oo nga, Lord, wag mo sabihin mo na lang, i-give up ko, wag mo nang i-DN, Lord, ang sakit eh. Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So sabi ni Lord, i-offer mo yung anak mo as a burnt offering. In short, patayin mo yung anak mo. Hindi ko alam kung maiintindihan yun. Ako personally, hindi ko ito nagigets before. But 4 months ago, okay, nagkaroon ako ng anak. Pero kasal na ako. Okay? Baka akala nyo, naging bin... Okay. Nagkaroon ako ng anak kasi kinasal naman na kami 3 years ago. Nung hindi ko pa, nung wala pa akong baby, hindi ko ito magets. Kung paano, gano'ng kahirap. But then, when I was doing this preaching, I imagine, Lord, if you tell me to offer Alice, tapos dadaling ko siya sa Mountain of Moriah, layo, di ba? Diyan lang sa Montalban, kunwari sa Montalban. Tapos dadaling ko siya, tapos itatali ko siya dun sa ano, parang, hindi, ewan ko kung kakayanin ko eh. I don't know kung na-imagine nyo, pero ito yung nangyari, verse 8, Abraham said, nagtanong ko siya si Isaac eh. Sabi niya, Daddy, okay, where is the offering? Abraham, tinagot siya ni Abraham. Abraham said, ikaw. Okay, ito yung sagot. Okay, ito yung talagang sagot ni Abraham. Saan po yung ano? Ikaw yun! Papatayin kita! Okay. Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. I can just imagine kung gaano kabigat yung paan nila habang naglalakad. Alam mo yun, yung parang, asa na yung provision? Nasa na yung lamb? Wala pa din. Ito na, lalapit na. Parang, hindi ba ulan? Parang, sana, para pag may apoy, mamamatay na lang. Wala, walang ganun eh. Verse 9, when they came to the place of which God had told them, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, and his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. So, nandun na sa taas. Okay, tinali na. Verse 10, then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife of to slaughter his son. Ayan na. Alam mo yung napaka-dramatic nito pag yung binabasa ko. Kuha ko siguro yan. Wala ba? Wala ba? Pero hindi eh. He was so sold out. He was really, kumbaga, walang, hindi siya nagdalawang isip. Okay, he was ready to kill Isaac. Okay, verse 11. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Verse 12. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Why did Abraham not withhold his son? Because he knows that God is the source. If God was able to provide for a son at that age, kung patay niya si Isaac, I'm sure God will provide again. You know what? Every time you are generous, God is so thrilled because, you know, it honors him all the more because you have that perspective na lahat ng meron ako, kay God to. So kahit ibigay ko to, okay lang siya naman yung source, meron na naman bago. Sometimes it's so hard for God to trust us with small things or with bigger things because we cannot be trusted with small things. Gusto mo, 100,000. Kaya mo mang magbigay ng 10,000? Yun yung tithe eh. Eh, samantalang binigyan ka lang nanay mo ng 1,000, hindi ka nga nabigay ng 100. How can you be trusted with 100,000 if you can't be trusted with 1,000 pesos? Because you know what? When you're not generous, when you're not, you know, when you're selfish, when you think about yourself, it's not honoring to God. Kasi sinasabi mo kay Lord na parang, hindi, ako lang to, Lord. When you're generous, it's actually proclaiming and telling God that you are the source. And I'm just a channel. Lahat ng meron ako, wala. Sa'yo to, Lord. You know, that's why it was so easy for the Macedonian church to be so generous. Because they understood that concept that God is the source. You know, going back to my question, yung una kong question was, can we really have a generous heart? Diba sabi ko nga nung una, yung puso natin madumi, puso natin manloloko, puso natin, everything starts there, all the bad things. And sinabi ko rin, generosity is personal, okay, it's joyfully giving. Lord, posible ba na maging ganun din ako as a giver, that I will be personal, I will be generous, I will be joyfully giving? Is it possible for me to honor you with my giving? Can I really have a generous heart? You know what? The answer is yes. But something must first happen to you. You know, someone told me when I was just starting again in my relationship with God, you can only give what you have. Or on the other hand, you cannot give what you don't have. Hindi ka pwede magpautang kung wala kang pera. Hindi ka pwede magpakopya kung hindi ka nag-review. Hindi ka pwede magmahal kung hindi mo talaga totoo. Hindi mo alam yung totoong ibig sabihin ng pagmamahal. You know what? Same thing with generosity. It is not human initiated. Meaning, left to ourselves, we can never be generous. Left to ourselves, we are selfish people. But because of what Jesus did for us, then we can be generous. It is impossible to be generous if we do not understand what real generosity is. And what is real generosity? It was shown perfectly in John 3:16, a very familiar verse. We memorize a lot of times, pero yung meaning minsan yun rin nagagets. Sabi dyan, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. He loves you so much that the way for Him to show that is by giving generously His one and only Son. You know, I heard as well, you can actually give without loving, but it's impossible for you to love without giving. Pwede niyong ilista yun, no? Kasi yun yung quote mo, eh, mamamay status mo sa Facebook. No? Uulitin ko lang, baka hindi niyo nakuha, kasi wala dyan eh. You can actually give without loving, but it's impossible for you to love without giving. You know, if you really have and experience the love of Christ in your life, if you really have the love of Christ, tinanggap mo yung pagmamahal ni Lord, tinanggap mo yung pagpapatawad ni Lord sa buhay mo, it's just but natural for you to give. If you're really claiming, Lord, I have you in my life, I have you as my Savior, I experienced your love firsthand, face to face, Lord, na-experience ko yung pagmamahal mo, Lord, tinanggap ko, umiyak pa nga ako nun, Lord, eh. If you really said, if you're really saying that you have understood the perfect love of Christ, the generous love of Christ, then it will result to generosity. It will result to giving. Kasi natanggap mo eh. Ano ba dapat yung matanggap mo? For your information, you deserve punishment. You deserve condemnation. Kasi nagkasala ka eh. You deserve guilt. It means every time you commit a sin, there should be guilt. But because of His generous love for all of us, He gave you forgiveness and He gave you freedom. Hindi pong kahit na nagawa mo to nung kasalanan mo dati, na-appreciate niyo ba si Lord yung kahit yung nagawa mong mga kasalanan noon, hindi ka na nabobombard ngayon? Kasi free ka na eh. That's what He has given you. Kasi sobrang grabe yung pagmamahal ni Lord sa'yo. Generous. I believe that the God that we're serving is not just rich, but He is also generous. He gave His one and only Son so that, in turn, you can be generous. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it says there, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you by His poverty might become rich. In short, substitute. Instead na ikaw poverty, siya rich, palit. Siya naging poor, ikaw naging rich. Pwede namang si Lord nagstay na lang sa heaven eh. Pwede namang hindi na siya bumaba sa earth. Pwede naman na enjoy na lang niya yung heaven, mas masaya kaya doon. But out of His generous love for all of you and me, He came here on earth. He lived like us as human beings. He felt what we felt. Nasaktan ka, nasaktan din si Lord. Napapersecute ka na mga classmate mo. Napersecute din si Lord, pinako pa nga eh. Everything that you have experienced right now, He also experienced. You are being tempted, He was also tempted. Why? Why did He choose to be poor? So that you can be rich. So that if you experience the real love, the real generous love of Christ, it will in turn be generous to others. That's why you can be generous, you know, in terms of forgiveness. Baka yung iba sa inyo rito, Lord, thank you sa pagmamahal mo. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay niyo, galit ka pa rin sa tatay mo. Ba't ba ito yung tatay ko, Lord? Lord, I pray for a new father. Alam mo yung ganun? Laboy, no? You know what? That's why you can generously forgive your father or your mother or anybody that you have hurt you. Because you have experienced that generous love of Christ. That's why you can be generously patient with your friends na sobrang inang beses mo nang ini-invite pero ayaw pa rin pumunta dito, ayaw pa rin pumayag, mag-one-to-one mo, ayaw pa din. That's why you can be generously patient with your friends or with your family. That's why you don't give up on them. Why? Because you've experienced that generosity, that patience that came from Jesus Christ. That's why you could generously give your tithes or to anybody that you want to bless. Kayong Pasko, that's why you can be generous. Why? Because you've experienced the true generosity. Hello, heaven, eternal life. That's what you will receive. That's what you actually have right now. When you accepted Christ, yun na yung naging mana mo. So ano ba naman yung mga meron ka ngayon as compared to what you will receive? That's why you could be generous. Because you've experienced firsthand the generosity of Christ. The question is, yes, you're saying I received the generosity of Christ, but ano yung nagiging response mo towards it? What are you doing with it? Is it resulting to a generous act? Is it resulting to you generously giving your time, your money, your effort, your strength? Or are you keeping it to yourself? Sana kung nag-usher ka, baka yung ushers natin, hindi na weekly nag-usher. Diba? Yung security natin, hindi nakakapag-service yan minsan. Eh kung sana nagsisecurity ka dito, you're generously giving your time. Kasi alam mo naman na yun yung gusto mo, kaya lang ayaw mo, tinatamad ka kasi gusto mo lang maupo, makinig. Diba? What are you doing with the love that you received? If it's really true, then it should come out. It should result also in rich generosity. Can you all close your eyes and bow your heads as I pray for all of us? I want you to touch your heart right now. And I want you to talk to God and pray to Him. Ito yung gist nung ipagpe-pray mo. Kausapin mo si Lord, sabihin mo, Lord, make this heart generous. And for me to understand generosity, may I understand your generous love. Lord, forgive us for being selfish. Lord, forgive us for just thinking of ourselves a lot of times. Or for worrying. Or for sometimes, yes, we're giving, but reluctantly. Lord, I pray that you will change our hearts. Lord, it said in that verse, Lord, our heart is deceitful. Our heart is where all murders, everything come from. But Lord, change my heart. Lord, let us experience your generous love. Lord, may we understand how much you love us. That in turn, Father, we will give generously. We will give personally. We will give with a joyful spirit. And we will honor you, Father, with our generosity, with our giving. Lord, change our hearts, Father. May we understand that you are the source. And you will never lack, Father. You will never run out because you are the source. Lord, thank you for faith is building up and rising up right now. Lord, I pray for faith to be upon us, Father. Sometimes it's fear that's crippling us. But Lord, let us have faith to trust you, to see you like Abraham saw you. That even to the point of killing his own and one and only son, he was able and he was willing. Lord, I pray that we will see you as our only source. Change our hearts, Father.